I'm just going to say that they chose to take it into federal court and talk about the Americans for Disability Act. I mean, the facts relate to the fact that Ron Dick, who is bringing the suit, had a specially made out golf cart because he's a Vietnam vet. He's old and he's very disabled. He had it imported into Sitka, according to the complaint, and he has been running it, according to the complaint, on Sitka streets for 3 years. What happened is that he was at a medical appointment at Search and was stopped by a police officer. Mr. Dick explained that he had permission from the Department of Transportation and the troopers that he could run this vehicle on the road and he could drive it in Sitka. He was told by the police officers that he was not to allowed to do that, and the officer stated that he was following orders. In any case, he was not allowed to drive it home and was threatened with arrest. He is, according to the complaints, severely disabled enough so that if he were arrested, he might suffer additional disability.
And so this relates to the Baranoff taxi case somewhat, because it's also a matter of interpretation as well.
Actually, yes. And in fact, this is in state court, and the complaint there, Baranoff Taxi and Tours versus Robert Beatty, so he's being sued individually here.
That's our police chief.
What happened is they had been running a taxi cab service for a while and a tour business, but Police Chief Beatty said that they couldn't provide taxi and tour services, and that she was going to be required to produce 7 different kinds of requested items, which she did. And Chief Beatty refused to issue the renewal and listed 14 more items that she had to provide. But in any case, under the Sitka ordinances, there is no requirement that these items, these many items, be provided. The problem with the ordinance is that the police chief may require basically any information he wants. Number 7 is, quote, information as the police chief may require. That's a very, very open-ended part of the ordinance. And it doesn't tell the average person what they're going to have to produce.
Right.
I would like to, again, caution people that I've not seen the answer, and I'm sure the city's going to come back with some good reasons why this is incorrect. But, I mean, there's always two sides to a story. But also, there's nothing in the ordinances that, and the complaint says that there's nothing in the ordinances that distinguishes the fact between a cab company and a tour company. And, I mean, they're questioning why they need special equipment for a tour company versus a taxi cab company.
Okay.
And licenses or whatever. Yeah.
Right. Galen, just sort of knitting it up, in both these cases, Ron Dick versus City of Sitka and Baranoff Taxi versus Police Chief Robert Beatty, there's this idea that the police department is exercising discretion that it may not have. In the one case with Ron Dick, it's, you know, it's an alleged violation of the Americans with Disability Act. And in the case of Baranoff Taxi, they're just alleging that Chief Beatty is making up rules on the fly. Is court a good place to resolve these kinds of things in general?
Actually, yes, because they both involve interpretations of local law. And particularly with respect to the taxi, Baranoff Taxi, they're alleging that the ordinances are not clear. And that would be a local issue. With respect to the ADA, there are jurisdictions, for example, that allow these golf courses, these nice golf courts on the streets. And so that's probably not the issue federally, but the issue, of course, is when you have somebody who is disabled and can't get easily to places normal people can get, that's when maybe a look at the Sitka ordinances might be useful.